Welcome to Military History Podcast. My name is George Hageman, and you are listening to episode number 2, Retiring the M16. The XM29, which is the other big gun of the XM family, or M29 as it will be called after deployment, is the next generation gun that will likely take the place of the M4 as the current Special Forces gun. It uses 5.56mm ammo, and is 35 inches long, so it's a bit longer than the M4. It also has a scope, which alone costs $6,700, but it has many, many features. It has a laser rangefinder, which I'll talk about the uses of that later. It has a video camera, which allows the soldier to put his gun around a corner, and he can see where the gun is pointing, using a monitor that pulls down in front of his eye using a Land Warrior system, which is basically a computer that a soldier carries around. But anyway, he points his gun around, he puts his gun out into the line of fire while he is still invisible to the enemy. He can see where the gun is pointing using his monitor, and so basically he can shoot around corners without exposing himself. So that's pretty useful. It also has a 6x scope with night vision and thermal vision, and it has a fire control system, which works in conjunction with the grenade launcher portion of the M29. The 20mm high explosive round launcher portion is definitely the main feature of the gun. It uses a 6-round magazine full of grenades, and so it's a semi-automatic grenade launcher, which means that, which is better than the previous M203 grenade launcher, which you had to reload after every shot. Each grenade round, 20mm round, contains an onboard computer, which, in conjunction with the laser rangefinder, the user can find the distance to a concealed target, such as one hiding around a corner, and the user can then program the round to explode at the distance. Say the target is hiding around a corner 300 yards away. So the user can program the round to explode after 300 yards. And so, essentially, the user can hit a target that he can't see. And studies show that he has a 20% chance of hitting a target that he can't see. So 1 in 5 chance of hitting an invisible thing is pretty good. And each round costs $25, which is pretty cheap considering that it has its own onboard computer. Each HE round can also be set to burst on impact, or burst shortly after impact, which is good for doors, or burst at a certain distance past an aiming point, which is good for shooting through windows. The fire control system on the scope can also adjust the gun for the environment using its outboard sensors. So, the M29, which is the best gun ever made and will be for a long time, will cost about $10,000, and each gun will weigh about 12 pounds and will be about 33 inches long. And 40,000 of these will be made initially in around 2009. If you want to learn more, check my website at www.militaryhistorypodcast.blogspot.com.